This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
All right, so let's begin the day with Albert Breer, shall we? According to SI NFL Insider, Albert Breer, the Lions are one of several NFL franchises interested in trading up from their current spot. Among the teams exploring a trade-up are the Lions, who are sitting at 29. After 2 years of multiple firsts, which brought them Aiden Hutchinson, J-Mo, Gibbs, and Campbell, the Lions are likely looking for an edge opposite Hutchinson. That sound you just heard was Rico's denim getting turgid. or perhaps another corner. So let's begin here. I know that would be the best scenario for the fans tonight, which is we have a trade, the Lions are on the clock, and it's pick 18. Whether you believe they're moving up for an edge or not, and who that is, conversation. Moving up for a corner, less of a conversation. Probably Terrion Arnold or Quinyon Mitchell.
Right.
But do you buy they're actually moving up? And I take you to the comment I gave you yesterday, Rico, where it was Joe Shane with the Giants saying, look, I've only got 15 guys with a first-round grade.
Right.
If Brad Holmes has the same number, do the math on it. Well, what has Holmes shown you? He will move to get his guy. Dan Campbell, on our morning show, shout out Cookies, said if our guy's not there at 29, we're dipping out. So how much stock do you put into this? I'll throw the number to the people, and I wanted to start draft day with this because this is the hype move.
It is.
Whether it's right or wrong, right. I leave to you. This would be, it'd be pandemonium.
Oh, it'd excite the crowd because it means you don't have to wait till midnight. It means that they're going to move up and make a pick around 10 o'clock or so. You'll get to see who that Lion is. Maybe he's actually in the green room. How much do I put into this? How much stock? None. The problem is...
The deflator.
No, it's not the deflator. It's, Mike, you've done this long enough to know. The real moves are the stuff that's done in silence. Brad Holmes moves, as I told Doug and Gator. He's like the G in lasagna. He moves in silence. The fact that this is going out there saying, hey, the Lions are looking at trading up means they're moving back, which means because I don't – you never heard anything when he wanted to get Jahmyr Gibbs. You didn't hear anything about J-Mo. It just happened. We were all on the air, and we were all stunned. Like, wait a minute. The Lions just made a trade. So that's why. Now, would I love it? Absolutely. Come on. You know, I've been saying this for the longest. You got to go out there. You got to pair somebody up with Aiden if you really want to solidify this defense.
And you know who the person is. It's the person I started the draft process saying, well, that would be the dream. And then I left it. They signed Davenport. You know, it's clear they believe in James Houston. They just didn't. You know, they went and got DJ Reader. They didn't get an edge. I go, okay, I guess they're done there. Mm-hmm. The player's Jared Verse. Mm-hmm. Because Jared Verse, unlike Chop Robinson, Jared Verse has a better physical. Jared Verse is more power-based. Now, again, Chop has better pure edge speed. He's a better pure pass rusher. But what does Verse bring? The ability to power guys. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't that be the presumed guy they'd have to move up to get?
I would think so. But, once again, even if they move up, I don't know if it's necessarily for that because, as you've said, I'll give you credit for this, ever since the corner that they went out there is now on America's Most Wanted, there's a glaring need at cornerback. So maybe you just go up and get the best one in Quinyon Mitchell and say, you know what, we're done.
Pro Day, Razgor.
Yep.
RRI. qualified player.
He's one of the six players that, according to my, what do you call it, the RRI?
Yeah, the RICO Research Institute.
I have the Lions taking one of those six, and Quinnon Mitchell is one of those players. They attended his pro day. He had a high RAS score. It fits what Brad Holmes wants to do. If you're going to move up, that's probably the one that I think they're going to go and get.
All right, so let's do this. Let me throw the number out, and here's how I want to do it. Let's start with the Albert Breer report. Some merit, no merit, serious merit. Do you believe the Lions are moving up? Do you believe they're moving up to draft an edge? Do you believe it somewhat, not at all, or all the way? You know, I'll give some credence to it just based on what we know about Brad Holmes, what we know about his grading system. There's no way he's got 25 first-round grades out there.
There's not. But this is where I also say the Lions like the shock and awe. Like yesterday, who saw the two signings coming? Nobody. They like to just drop the bomb on you and say, hey, we're still around.
Right. Well, shock and awe is when your city is hosting the draft, and there is so much Honolulu blue down here right now.
There is.
If you announce the Lions are on the clock, we have a trade, pick 16, it's pandemonium. It's rock star status. Now, you don't operate that way just because of that. But, like, we are all human beings. So there is an element of, you know what, we're a Super Bowl team. I think this one player can put us over the edge. And you know what? It doesn't hurt my motivation to do it, being that we are at home. And it's the best move for the organization, and it also happens to be a rock star move. But let's see what the people have to say. Look, if you don't buy into any of it, say it. If you buy it all the way, go for it. I think we have had a feeling the Lions could move up, but that's also something that it's really hard to do when you're at pick 29. Moving up could also mean just moving to 25. You know, maybe Chop is that guy. Maybe they want that just pure third down specialist as insurance on James Houston. I don't know.
Or maybe versus that guy that just starts slipping. They're like, you know what, Brad? Let's just go ahead and make that move. And we move up to pick 25 and go get him.
That's it. So I wanted to start the day with that. 248-539-9797.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Some of, partially, all of it, none of it. Do you buy Albert Breer saying this team's going to move up? David, what do you think, man? I mean, are we insane that I partially believe it? RICO has no belief in it.
No, I believe it. For sure I believe this. Because yesterday, the Freep had an article saying, not saying it, but basically asking Terrion Arnold if they said anything about trading up. Of course, he's going to keep it secret. He's not going to say anything. But the conversation about trading up seems to be happening every day here with the Lions at one point or the other. So, yes, I believe they're trading up. But what you said may be more true, Mike. It may just be to 25. It may not be crazy it's 12, but they may trade up.
Right, everyone views trading up as what Atlanta did to go get Julio Jones. Like,
exactly.
No, I would, that would surprise me. But again, if look, this is the beauty of Brad Holmes. He identifies the players he wants, and he's willing to do what's necessary to go and get them. No one had a belief they were going to move up and go and move to pick 12 2 years ago.
Right.
All right, now I thought it was going to be Rico's dream sequence, Jordan Davis. They took Jameson Williams. Why? My belief till the day I die is he had J-Mo's as top-rated receiver. That's just what I believe, and unless Brad Holmes comes out at some point and makes a confessional. He believed, look, I got a grade on this cat. He's a difference maker. He's one of my top 10 players. He's the top receiver. I'm going to go get him. Well, if they have that kind of grade on Quinnon Mitchell or Terrion Arnold, I wouldn't be shocked. And in reality, look, do we all believe the Lions are going to win at least 10 or 11 games next year?
Yeah.
Okay. So then you have to start as a part of your calculus saying, what am I really giving up next year? The idea would be I'm not giving up a pick inside the top 20 if I gave up next year's one. That's kind of goes into it where I go, I'll give you pick 29, I'll give you next year's first-round pick, and you sprinkle some sizzle underneath, you can get to pick 15.
That's a very interesting way of looking at it. Yeah, you're right. That's if you everything plans out well, you're giving away pick, worst case scenario, pick 20.
Right. Now, if it doesn't work out, you've handed a top five pick to somebody else. We just saw that happen with Houston, I believe.
Yeah.
So it is a huge risk. But so's taking a running back at 12. So's moving up for J-Mo, who was hurt. So's taking an off-ball linebacker at 18. Brad Holmes, for all intents and purposes, Rico, last year it was risk at biscuit, a tight end, a safety, a running back, and an off-ball linebacker.
Well, it's funny you mentioned Houston because Houston did go all in and say, you know what, F the picks, you could have our picks next year. We see two guys that we want both of them. It panned out.
Right.
And that pick that they traded away, worthless.
Yeah, and you're – one second, no, David, all I'm saying is everybody wants a huge reward without ever taking a risk. But the reward is directly correlated to the level of risk you take in life. So it's this idea, if Brad Holmes sees a bedrock player like – Amon-Ra, like Penei Sewell. And he goes, look, whether it's Terrion Arnold, Mitchell, whoever it is, why do I have to care about what I'm giving up to get them? Just go get them. Go ahead, Dave.
And I'm so glad you said that because I keep hearing the word risk. And you're saying it's a risk and everything. But everything's a risk. Staying at 29 and drafting who they draft is a risk. It may not work out. You cannot on one end, the fans, I'm saying, can't on one end say you trust Brad Holmes, but then be afraid that he's going to trade up and maybe give a future first-round pick to get the guy that he thinks is him. It is what it is. Take the risk.
And we did the exercise, three, 4 days ago. I said if staying at 29 is not on the table and you got to move up or move down, what was my choice? Move up. So, it's respect for the team. It's respect for the way they've been built. It's respect for how good Brad Holmes is at his damn job. And I just feel like, guys, if they've got a grade on something they love, you've earned the right to take that risk. Like, comp it out to the team I root for. Do you understand how different the conversation is if you're talking about the Giants trading up? I mean, the Giants are a mess. You're not built solidly. You don't have a great line of scrimmage going. Like it's a different conversation where you go, wait a second, we're going to give up a first-round pick next year to move up three spots and take a risk on a QB?
Tough. Knowing that you'll probably be top 10 next year.
Exactly. Whereas the Lions, I'd be far more surprised if they're picking inside the top 22, 23 picks than outside of it. So, okay. Albert Breer, it's the report. If you want to use it as a dinner napkin, I'm not offended. I didn't write it. I'm giving it partial belief. Rico's giving it none. None of us are sitting here going, all right, I'm convinced it's happening.
Right, and the reason why I said none is only because the Lions never tipped their hand.
Yeah.
So the fact that this came out...
You think they're going out of the
first
round.
Leaves me the exact opposite, that it's not going to happen.
Okay.
Just like if they would have said, the Lions are thinking about trading down, that means they're trading up.
The reverse of the reverse psychology.
There it is.
248-539-9797. I want to get some phone calls going on that. We'll get some ticket texts as well. We've got Who Am I later. We've got Stoney may join us later as well, by the way.
Oh.
He's already here for an 8 o'clock shift.
I did see him walking.
He's going to be really prepared.
He said he did not want to fight the crowd, so I was like.
The before linger.
I mean.
The pre-linger.
David, it was noon. Like. You do realize that's a full work day.
Yeah, if anyone would like to have lunch with Michael Stone, he will be milling around the NFL's draft site for roughly the next 7 hours.
He'll meet you downstairs in B-Dub. He may even buy you something.
Anyone got a birthday party, he will indeed jump out of the cake for you.
He will sign autographs. He'll take selfies. He'll do whatever. He'll wash your car. He's Boobie Miles.
What was it, Permian West or whatever it was? 248-539-9797.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.